Athabasca, Athabasca University, O, has chosen a new president-designate to replace Neil Fassina, who left the institution in April to become president of Okanagan College in BC. In a pre-recorded YouTube video released October 7, O Board Chair Nancy Laird thanked Interim President Deborah Myers and introduced Peter Scott as the institution's 10th president. Scott will officially start January 4, 2022, when he takes over from Myers, who will return to her role as VP Finance and Performance Services and Chief Financial Officer at O. Our goal was to find a new president who will keep O at the forefront of digital-first post-secondary education and ensure that our remarkable community of learners, alumni, team members continue to grow and prosper, Laird said. He is currently Pro Vice Chancellor Education at the University of Technology Sydney, in Australia, where he is responsible for strategic leadership on new models of learning and teaching, particularly digital learning. Speaking from Sydney, Australia, Scott thanked Laird and touched briefly on why he sought out the role. AU's mission is to remove barriers and increase equality of access to educational opportunities, and to me, that is as noble as a university mission can get, said Scott. In the accompanying media release, O said Scott hopes his new proximity to the Alberta Rockies will encourage him to master snowboarding as well. It was the word, proximity, which caught the attention of the community group Keep Athabasca in Athabasca University. There was no reference to where the new president would report to work, said committee member Mavis Jacobs, who added the reaction from the committee was one of disgust and anger. He said, he would be living near the Alberta Rockies, Jacobs said. So, likely a moot point, but even that's very hypocritical. If they are planning to go near virtual, why would the new president move? John Olerenshaw, who is also on the committee, wondered if Scott will take advantage of the president's house already in existence in Athabasca. It's a gorgeous house, Olerenshaw said. They did a lot of renovations on it when Fritz Panikok was there. They spent a ton of money. Both Jacobs and Olerenshaw said while the choice of president is not a concern, the group will maintain pressure on the government of Alberta to ensure physical jobs stay in the Athabasca area and will soon be starting a phone campaign. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca